This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
Mikey Pod on the Bayou, episode 54.1. Today is July 9th, 2006, and this is a re-recording of the show I tried to put up yesterday. Please enjoy.
Oh, Mikey Pod. In the bayou, Mikey Pod.
Okay, so I really want to write on what I want to say. Dear Mikey, the other day I found your blog site and I subscribed to your podcast. I thought, wow, this blows my socks off. This guy's really cool. And I said, well, Mikey Paul said he loves feedback. So let's try to give him something really weird.
Wow, really weird.
And I thought, maybe Corinne Larry Anderson isn't such a great idea. Shouldn't I try something else? Shouldn't I try something else? And the voice in my head said,
well, you don't know him, and he doesn't really know you yet. Why don't you give it a try?
So I said, okay, Mikey, I just wanted to tell you, your podcast rocks. The music selection is fresh and exciting. And you talk about stuff that really gets me thinking. When I listen to your show, I can feel you put a lot of your heart into it. It shows.
So keep up the good work. Remember something else. We really love you. We love you.
Yes. Hi, Mom.
That was JC Loops with Oh Mikey Pod, a takeoff on the Oh Superman by Laurie Anderson. It's early in the... Well, it's 9-12, July 9th, 2006. Is it July 9th? I'm pulling up dashboard on the new Mac. Yeah, it's July 9th. I had a hard time with the show. Some of you may have downloaded it, and I'm sorry, this is pretty much the same show. I was having some recording issues, some weird clicking, which you may have noticed if you heard that show, and I was really angry. So I put it up, and then last night I was playing in 1776 in Galveston, reading that Tips from the Podcasting Master, Secrets of the Podcasting Master's book by Mer Lafferty and Rob from Podcast 411, and feeling really bad about having put up a bad sounding show. So I came home and pulled it down, and now I'm recording it Sunday morning. Same songs. This is all updates. I'm getting, you know, just situated with the Mac, and I'm trying to get rid of little issues like what you heard in the other show, and you may be hearing now. We'll see. I'm not putting it up if it's now, so I can be really candid in this show. So this is what I'm like when I just wake up. I have to go to the theater at noon today, so I want to get this show done if I can. So anyway, what I'm doing today is bringing you... Oh, thank you, by the way, JC Loops, for that. Mikey Pod, I love it. Please feel free to send anything like that in. I love comments, I love comments, I love comments, I love comments. And I would love for this to be a more of a community. In that book, one of the things that seemed like I would like to do is putting up a forum and just trying to do some more things to get people involved in the show, if even just involved in talking about it. So if you have ideas about that, let me know. I'm going to put up a forum before too long. I'll probably get it up this week. And there were some other ideas in that book, too. It's a good book. There are a lot of basics that I sort of skimmed past, but that were also good to read and be reminded. So today I have three interviews coming up that I'm really excited about. And one of them is with Christian from New Sense. And I played a song from them a couple weeks ago. I love them so very much. So very much. And they're all easy on the eyes, I'm told, by Wanda Wisdom. I haven't taken the time to look at the pictures of them, but I have indeed rocked out to songs like this. This is called Roller Skate. We Will Use Our Arms.
With my back against the wall, you've walked a fine line. So when this crumbles, it will not be rebuilt. We have come to this point in our lives, so tear it down or leave it. You've pushed against a weakness. Once the whole world's free, there'll be nothing.
This is hard to
so far so good. That was Will We Use Our Arms. I keep wanting to call it that. It's officially titled Roller Skate, parentheses, We Will Use Our Arms. That's by New Sense. The producer slash writer slash guitarist, Christian Riley, will be joining me on the show soon. We're setting up a date and trying to find a time. And of course, I'm learning how to use this computer properly. In the meantime, stop by Spaceland in Los Angeles, August 9th. They'll be doing a show there. And also with Silver Sun and Maritime, who you've also heard on this show, Silver Sun Pickups. Is that the name of the show? Of the band? Anyway, they'll be there in Milwaukee. And I don't have a date for that. I'm sure it's on their website, newsensemusic.net. And Christian has been rather cool in his communication with me. My speech sounds a little stilted this early in the morning because I'm trying to have energy while I'm still waking up. So maybe I should just do a whole Laurie Anderson theme today. Recently, while I was fucking with my computer, which was not cooperating with me. Yeah. So hopefully no clicks right now. I heard a couple little ones. It's still not perfect, but it's much better than the previous show. If you didn't listen to that other show, which most of you didn't because I pulled it down pretty quick, I'm recording now on my MacBook Pro. I have put together a mobile setup since I won't have an address after September 1st. I become homeless and I go off to places which are yet to be named, ending up in New York. And I think there may be a stop in Galveston, in Georgia, although I haven't made that official yet. I think that it's going to be. So it'll be like a traveling podcast is basically what's going on. I think I may have already said too much. So let's go on. I wanted to play a song by David Rovix, who has been on the show before, but he's going to be on the show again. He's such an interesting guy, and he's definitely FOS, friend of show. And he's got a new album coming out September 19th called The Halliburton Boardroom Massacre. And enjoy it here. This is the title track. And listen to the words. It's a pretty good story. Bye-bye. That's David Rovix with the Halliburton Boardroom Massacre. Excuse me. Thank you. I have a cat in my lap and she's purring and it's quite nice. I'm going to have to give my cats away. anyone in Houston want to temporarily house my cats for 6 months to a year, that'd be great. Email me, mikeypod@gmail.com. I'm going to put something better together so I can describe to you about my cats sometime this week. My friend Michelle here in Houston is going to be helping me find a cat a home, too. That's not something I feel real happy about. So I do want to make sure that I find them a good home, because it's going to be like one of the most painful things about leaving. But, you know, all is good. I just look at my cats and I'm like, I think of them as kids. And it's just this sort of thing of, how can I just like, okay, bye, get rid of them. So that I'm not getting rid of them. I'm giving them a new home, which is probably temporary. And then they can come back because they're so good to me. Okay, so we've got David Rovics coming up. We've got Christian Riley from New Sense coming up. And also we have Eve Beglarian coming up. Maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I was invited to participate in a composers and writers I don't know what you call it. At Diverse Works, they have, which is a art space here in Houston. They have, I think it's monthly, this thing called 12 Minutes Max, and different people curate this. Curate's the right word. And one month they had something where they paired writers with composers to do like a sort of project using words, like text, not as opposed to lyrics and music. So I was invited to participate in this as a composer, and I was paired with, I can't remember the guy's name, but I do know that he... if I'm not mistaken, he founded the theater company since then, Mildred's Umbrella, here in Houston. I should track him down. John Harvey. So he and I were paired together. We had never met. I remember we met at Brazil, which is where all things begin and end. And we talked about this piece we wanted to write. And the two of us hit it off so well. And I'm so sad that I don't have a recording of our piece anymore. It was so... cool. I was playing, I had like sort of a theme composed, and I just sort of improvised on the piano as well as did some vocals sort of. This was right when I started totally digging Yoko Ono. So there was that going on, and we had a woman named Carmen who was also doing vocal improvisations. So I was playing, she was howling and singing, and John was reading poetry. He was reading this poem that he wrote, and one of the things that we wanted to do was add a chance aspect. So that was sort of where the improvisation and all that came in. But also, maybe she was cutting the poem up into pieces, and he was reading them in the order that they were given to him. So the part of the deal with that was that we got to work with this duo called Twisted Tutu, who I'd never heard of before then. It's Kathy Sapove, I don't know if I'm saying her last name right, and Eve Beglarian. So that was my first contact with Eve Beglarian, who's based in New York City, I believe. Well, I got an email. I sort of like send her emails every now and then, and I got an email saying that she got a new album, so I wrote to her asking if she'd like to be on the show, and she said yes, and sent me a copy of this new album. It's called Tell the Birds, and it's just wonderful. Eve Beglarian. I really enjoy her work because it's orchestral, it's electronic and minimal in places, spoken, but in such an open way, I guess. You know, a lot of times you hear spoken word poetry, and it's really like art thrown in your face. And it's not about, it doesn't feel so much about communicating like this does. So I'm not going to play anything from that album yet. I'm going to save that for when she's on the show. And I'm not sure when that will be because she's traveling around the world a lot right now. So I'm not sure when we'll be able to meet up. In addition to the fact that I have no idea how I'm going to record. I'm not even sure if this is going well right now, but last I checked it was. So what I'm going to do instead is play a track from the Twisted Tutu album, Play Nice, and this song is called Boy Toy, Toy Boy. And, enjoy it.
Boy toy toy boy, 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 boy toy toy boy.
That was Twisted Tutu with Boy Toy Toy Boy from the album Play Nice, which is on OO Discs. I don't know. I've never heard that said. That's the funny thing about the internet nowadays. So many things that I know about because I've read about them. And I haven't actually spoken to them or spoken about them to anyone. Does that make sense? I think so. I have an audio comment from my pal, Lawrence Simon, which I'm glad that I had to redo this show because I forgot to put this in the old version, episode 54, as opposed to this one. So here's Lawrence.
Okay, first off, Mikey, I want to apologize for not recording this earlier. You told me it was about freedom and how it would be important, but I didn't put this together any sooner, despite, you know, telling this story God knows how many times. And for crying out loud, I've got free evening minutes and all that crap. I'm sorry, okay? But, okay, here's the story. 5 years ago, I worked for one of the local television stations as an IT manager. Don't let the title fool you, though. It says glorified tech support. 4 years, they didn't have any budget control, any real staff. but shifts it under an idiot of a chief engineer and his brown nose and flunkies. Okay, 24 hours on demand tech support with zero accountability from those being supported. You know, it was a nightmare. My health and soul were an absolute wreck towards the end. And the news was pretty much crap that we're putting out. Andrea Yates is pregnant was one of the last things that I'd, you know, watched happen. You know, tabloid-like garbage. Tropical Storm Allison with shots of kids splashing in filthy water. And this is news? It's garbage. What's the point? So there I was, debating whether to quit when I got stuck fixing some crap or another in the studio while everyone else, you know, was taking the weekend off. And, you know, it's all stuck with me, you know, can you do this too and this too? You know, and they'd leave shit broken till Monday, as usual, and I got tired of it. So it was like July 4th weekend coming up. I can't remember who was sponsoring the fireworks thing, the Freedom Festival, BP, Halliburton, Enron, some rich gang of criminal assholes, you know, some type or another, you know, rubbing elbows and playing golf with the management. So in walks Mayor Lee Brown to the studio, and I'm, you know, fixing a cable in the weather set. And they've got a script in the prompter for him to read. But, you know, Mayor Lee Brown, he couldn't read a script for crap. You know, his entourage is nervous. They're thinking, oh, this is making it look like, hey, you got to get rid of all the tape. No one's going to say anything. Yeah, we'll just use the final one. So he's blown the script over and over again, but he says one word right. That word is freedom. And the way he said it, you know, the passion, the only word he got right each and every time, freedom. And it just kept hitting me. And it made me see something. I look around, and he's reading it with conviction and passion. He's just fumbling everything but the word freedom. And each time I hear it, I'm just like, you know, screw this. You know, there's more to this. And I put down my tools. You know, I've made my decision there. You know, I turned in my resignation that Monday. You know, I was done with the shit. You know, because this guy, he's blown everything, but the only word that resonates is freedom. Okay, so it was a bad decision on my part. HP merged with Compaq, and Enron happened, and 9/11 happened, and all sorts of shit. Things didn't work out quite as expected, I guess. But who knows? As long as you realize you still have freedom, anything's possible, right? Just, you know, every now and then you need someone to remind you that you still got it, even if it's a bumbling political idiot. So, anyway, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Sorry it took me so long. But hopefully, your quest for freedom and seeing what's out there, but there's more to this. We'll see what happens. And the best part of it is, we're all along for the journey here. We're going to find out with you. Who knows? Maybe it might change a few minds.
Thank you, Lawrence. The apology at the beginning, though, was that I had asked him if he could write a 100-word story about freedom, but he forgets that it's not his responsibility. I was just asking for a favor, so no apology is necessary. Thanks for sending that in and tell the story. Yeah. What else? What do you guys think about freedom? I mean, that sounds such a, it's a, the word itself is such a sort of catchphrase. It gives me the creeps because I start thinking about George Bush and his, like, fighting for freedom and democracy and all that kind of thing, which is basically a bunch of bullshit. But what are your thoughts about, what are some moments that you guys have had in your life or that you look toward having in your life where you experience complete and utter freedom, even if it's just a fleeting 1 minute or like you walking the dog each day or whatever it is that you do? I'd be really interested to hear those things. chime in, mikeypod@gmail.com, or you can send a voicemail at 206-339-6682 and make a comment at mikeypod.com, or at some point I'll have a forum up. Well, if you do stop by the website, please look for the link to, what's it say, listener survey. That'd be really helpful if you could fill that out, because I'm trying to get as much information as I can about listeners. So please do that. And that is all I've got for you today. Thank you very much for listening. Sorry, you guys who may have heard this same sort of show twice. And that's it. I'll have an interview this week from my mom. I talked to her yesterday. We recorded a conversation at House of Pies, which is sort of our hangout, our Houston hangout. As I'm working on departing Houston, I'm interviewing people that live here that have had a huge impact on my life, and my mother definitely qualifies. So she'll be on an episode this week, and I may be talking to Christian or Eve this week as well, or David Rovics for that matter. So yeah, we'll see what comes this week. And I'm going to New York Friday. If you live in New York, please email me. It'd be fun to meet. There must be a couple, at least a few more of you living in New York, right? All right. Thanks so much, and I will talk to you all later.